in that direction.
You're talking about Perry, of course.
I am talking about Rich Perry.
I want you to hear Maxine Waters. I'm sure you're aware of what she said. Here's cut 10.
I'm not afraid of anybody. This is a tough game. You can't be intimidated. You can't be frightened. As far as I'm concerned, the Tea Party can go straight to hell.
Now, now, Ged, you react.
Well, you know, it's Maxine Waters. I mean, first off, I mean, she's a caricature of what's wrong with Congress. She's just she's vile, and she's always been that way. And she's just one of these real nasty, anti basic traditional and fundamental values of this country. And so I'm not surprised that she would say to a group of folks who stand up and defend the Constitution of this country, stand up and defend the Declaration and its our founding principles, finds these people to be folks that should be condemned. Because that's her, she has a very different view. This is the left in America, Steve, you know them. They absolutely despise, the founding principles of this country that believes in free people, that believes in limited government. She is someone who believes that she should control what's going on in America, that she knows best, and that people who stand by constitutional principles of limited government are folks who are to be condemned, and she just did it.
Do you think she was trying to make up for what she said about the president the other day?
Yeah, I don't know. No, I think that's look. I think that the answer. I think that's what she truly feels, and I don't think she's trying to make it up. I think this was a rare moment of candor for Maxine, and that's if you look back and you'll find lots of statements about others that are similar in nature.
And if you said or if Eric Cantor said the Democrats could go to hell,
you can't do that. No, I mean look. I mean there's a double standard. We all know it, and Maxine Waters has gotten away with a lot of hate-filled comments for many many years.
All right, my friend. Listen, continued good luck. Enjoy the couple of days downtime because as you know, there's not going to be much time for that.
Looking forward to getting back out on the trail and talking to folks about winning Iowa, New Hampshire, South Carolina. And if you want to help us out,
RickSantorum.com. RickSantorum.com. I say it in my sleep, my friend. All right, Rick, thank you. Bye-bye. Rick Santorum, ladies and gentlemen, right here. 1-800-321-8828. Maxine Waters, a caricature of what's wrong with Congress. She's vile. I think it's well said on the Steve Malzberg Show.